This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, this is your host, Jeff McAleer. You might be wondering what in the world is going on with the Gaming Gang website. The Gaming Gang has joined websites such as Reddit, Wikipedia, and 10,000 others throughout the U.S. and taking part in a SOPA blackout, which began at midnight Eastern Time today. It's important to note that Elliot and I do not condone online piracy of any shape or form, but the current bills now before our Senate and House of Representatives are too broad and poorly defined. We don't believe either bill, the Stop Online Privacy Act or Protect IP Act, provides any true deterrent to online pirates while actually providing government and private enterprises the ability to censor and censure websites and Americans' access to those websites anywhere here in the U.S. and around the globe. We feel the laws fight piracy in a way that does not preserve the freedom and openness of the internet, and that they provide the government with unfair tools to censor online speech. Obviously, if you're listening to this show, one of a few things have taken place. Either you subscribe to us through iTunes, or you enjoy our programs through our RSS feed, so you can still get these while the blackout is in place. It'll be business as usual Thursday, beginning at midnight Eastern Time. Alright, so enough about our stance on censoring the internet. Let's get on to the news. AEG is offering a free print-and-play edition of the Legend of the Five Rings collectible card game. That's right! Legend of the Five Rings is free to print and play through the end of March. With the Emperor Edition coming soon, AEG wanted to give L5R fans and new players curious about the game a way to get started at no cost to them. You can download a PDF flyer that tells you all about Legend of the Five Rings, and you'll find links to the rulebook and 9 fully playable printable decks, one for each clan. And these aren't some cheap beginner decks, these have rares, and were designed to hold their own at tournaments. You can use them to play with friends, play in official tournaments, they are acceptable through March, or use to add to your War of Honor games. Not only are these decks available, you can download and print the entire Emperor Edition base set at the Legend of the Five Rings website, L5R.com. So this way you can tweak the contents of your deck as you become better at the game. Here's a few notes for new players. Kolot Edition is the AEG name for the free version of Emperor Edition. As you learn more about the story, you know why the dastardly Kolot are giving away AEG's product for free. It's important to point out that you'll need 2 sets of opaque sleeves and some playing cards to back these printouts with, because you want to have some weight to them while you play. AEG appreciates your time and wants to make sure that you pass on the free PDF to any of your friends who might be interested. I have to say that's pretty cool of AEG to do that. I guess it's another way that they're saying, hey, sorry, Emperor Edition took a bit longer than they had hoped. Otherworldly horrors tear at the thin fabric of reality, seeking to intrude on our dimension for their own inscrutable purposes. To look upon their terrifying forms is to risk insanity, for these shapeless beasts have a strange, almost mesmerizing beauty. Those unfortunate individuals who lay eyes on such cosmic abominations are often drawn inexplicably toward them and into their own merciful demise. So you may not want to look at the all-new pre-painted figures for Arkham Horror. Fantasy Flight Games is proud to announce that the first wave of premium Arkham Horror monster figures is now available for sale through their web store. Joining the already complete lineup of Arkham Horror Investigators, these stunning hand-painted figures will further enhance the visual impact of your favorite Lovecraftian board game. What's more, each monster's base is designed with a slot to accommodate its monster token from Arkham Horror or Mansions of Madness. Bring your Arkham Horror game to life with premium Arkham Horror Investigator miniatures. Each pack includes 1 premium pre-painted figure to replace your investigator marker included with the Arkham Horror board game. Enhance your game and rise up against the ancient ones in style. The set includes figures for all of the investigators, which are found in Arkham Horror, Dunwich Horror, Kingsport Horror, and Innsmouth Horror. Man, that's a lot of horror. There are 48 investigator figures in total, and if you'd like to buy them all as a set, now remember, these are just the investigators, not the new monsters, it would be $191.52. ConSimPress, run by John Krantz and the folks behind the ConSimWorld website and the CSW Expo, have a new title on the P500 over at GMT, and it's called The Hunters. The Hunters is a solitaire tactical level game placing you in command of a German U-boat during World War II. Your mission is to destroy as much Allied shipping and as many capital ships as possible while advancing your crew quality and increasing your commander rank, culminating in special decoration, all while remembering you have to make it home. The Hunters is purposely designed to deliver a brisk yet intense gaming experience that forces many decisions upon you as you will take command among the major U-boat models in service during World War II and try to complete an entire tour. If you ultimately survive all patrols from 1939 to 1943, you'll be transferred to the U-boat Training Command for the remainder of the war, having successfully carried out your service for the Fatherland. Those familiar with the classic Avalon Hill game, B-17, Queen of the Skies, will come to enjoy the same type of gaming experience of the German U-boat war. All major U-boat models are accounted for with every level of detail included, period of service, armaments, crew makeup, damage capacity, and more. As U-boat commander, you'll be confronting many decisions during your patrol. To begin with, 8 German U-boat models are profiled and available for you to choose from. Patrol zones reflect the time period during the war at sea and will shift as the war progresses. All stages of the U-boat campaign are represented as missions become increasingly more difficult as your adversary makes advances in anti-submarine warfare. Conducting patrols is the heart of the system, as you'll be resolving encounters against individual ships, convoys, and even enemy aircraft. Situations you face and decisions you make suddenly come in quick succession. How will you engage a convoy once spotted? Do you close the initial target range at increased risk of detection for a more lethal attack? If your engagement is at night, will you conduct a surface attack? Do you launch 1 or 2 fire salvos, and how many torpedoes do you fire? Will you try to follow a convoy or ship to engage in additional rounds of combat? How will you slip away from escorts to avoid or minimize damage? And what evasive maneuvers do you undertake? Sounds like a pretty interesting title. It is on the pre-order system right now at GMT, so it's their P500. So you can check The Hunters out at gmtgames.com. New from Minden Games, Swordfish at Toronto is a Zip Edition solitaire war game depicting the British raid on the Italian port in November 1940. The player, representing the British, must plan the raid, brief the pilots, equip the planes, and then watch the drama unfold. 20 Fairey Swordfish bombers help neutralize the Italian Mediterranean fleet. Can you match their success? The game includes a 12-page illustrated rule booklet, including standard and optional rules, a set of 28 thick color card counters, and a small color map. It's available for $8.95, so give it a look over at Minden Games. Cubicle 7 generally releases products every other Wednesday, so here's what's due out this week. Dark Path, Curse of the Golden Spear, Part 3, for Pathfinder. Horror dwells in the lands of Kaidan. Travelers, beware. A dark path lies before you, full of wicked, undead, vicious demons, and unnatural warriors. To survive the Curse of the Golden Spear, you'll need all of your skill, cunning, and bravery. The third of the 3-part Curse of the Golden Spear campaign, The Dark Path is an adventure set in the blighted land of Kaidan, and is suitable for a group of 7th-level characters. Drawing inspiration from Japanese folklore and completely compatible with the Pathfinder role-playing game, Kaidan is a land of horror and mystery where demons stalk the land in human form, the dead seldom rest easy, and life is cheap. Cubicle 7 has also recently released some short PDFs for Quinn and Victoriana. For Quinn, the Tournament of Scarlet and Wine. Every year, Governor Ji Zhang holds a tournament to which the mightiest warriors travel to compete, attracting merchants and artisans for the business the tournament brings. Take part in this tournament, prove your mettle, and uncover a bloody trail of intrigue and murder, if you can survive. The Tournament of Scarlet and Wine is the first in a series of short, PDF-based adventures designed to provide you, the Quinn Games Master, with ready-to-use and inexpensive supplementary material to complement your Quinn games. Along with the adventure, this supplement provides information on tournaments and rules for incorporating them in your game. Two items have been released for Victoriana: Darwin's Catalog, Beastmen of Britain, and Darwin's Catalog, The Outsiders. No race on Earth is more varied in appearance or capacities as the Beastmen. Beastmen of Britain builds upon the options for Beastmen characters given in the Victoriana 2nd Edition Core Rulebook, offering specific Beastmen subtypes, each with their own strengths and weaknesses. Darwin's Catalog, The Outsiders, fleshes out four races that are mentioned in the Victoriana Core Rulebook to make them suitable as adventurers in a Victorian world of fantasy and steam. In addition, a new race, the diminutive but magical Karakon, are presented. Also, in other Cubicle 7 news, they have confirmed that they will be attending Gen Con this August here in the U.S. Chris Pramus, president of Green Ronin Publishing, wanted to make sure that everybody knew what they've got on their agenda for this year. In his words, "It's January once again, and that means it's time for me to talk about our plans for the new year. The good news is that we're in a better position than we were a year ago. Sales on our core lines are strong, product flow has been improved, and we hired 3 new people in the fourth quarter of 2011. We're kicking off 2012 with a bigger staff than we've ever had before, and a plethora of projects to keep us busy in you gaming all year long. So let me get right to it. I'll start with a game near and dear to my heart, Dragon Age. We're currently putting together Set 3, which covers levels 11 through 20 of play. As with Set 2, we'll be doing a public play test of the Set 3 mechanics. I hear those are all the rage these days. Will Hindmarch is preparing files for that as we speak, and that should begin by month's end. We'll be following up Set 3 with another adventure collection called The Deep Roads. This will be similar in format to Blood in Feral Den, but with an underground theme. In addition to these print products, we'll be supporting Dragon Age with a series of short PDFs. If you like the free Talus downloadable content that we featured a couple of months back, you'll like these. They'll feature new NPCs, monsters, treasures, and so on. The next one will be the Wyvern, a nasty monster for your game that's a cool 99 cents. We also plan to release some PDFs for the Adventure Game Engine, the system that powers Dragon Age, with similar content but not tied to the Dragon Age setting. Speaking of age, I should mention we are working on a new game that uses the Adventure Game Engine. We know folks want to see more age material, and believe me, we have plans. We're working on a new game and a new world. This is not a license, but a property we are developing ourselves. We'll be developing it throughout the year, but the new game won't actually release until 2013. This year, our priority is finishing the core rule set for Dragon Age. I think it's fair to say that 2011 was a great year for fans of A Song of Ice and Fire. A Dance with Dragons was released, HBO's excellent Game of Thrones TV show debuted, and our Song of Fire and Ice role-playing chronicle starter was released in time for the holidays. This confluence of events led to a big spurt in SIFRP sales, and it soon became clear that by 2012 we'd be out of core rulebooks. We could have just reprinted, but the rising tide of Ice and Fire enthusiasm argued for something grander. This May, we'll be releasing a Game of Thrones edition of A Song of Ice and Fire role-playing. This takes the existing core rulebook and appends the entirety of the Peril at King's Landing adventure. This will give you all the rules and a full adventure in one glorious 320-page full-color package. We've commissioned a new cover from Michael Komark that we're expecting any day now. We also replaced a dozen pieces of interior art, and of course we're fixing errata and such. If you already have SIFRP, there's no need to panic. Nothing major is changing in the rules, and you don't have to rebuy them. We just want to take the opportunity to make our core rulebook bigger and better. And having a sexy new book to sell during season 2 of the TV show is no accident. We'll be following that up this summer with The Night's Watch. Yes, it's a full source book about the Blacklad heroes who hold the wall. The book includes rules and advice on running a Night's Watch campaign, as well as providing the Order's history, organization, personalities, and so on. Then later in the year, we'll be doing a SIFRP starter set aimed at introducing the game to new players and gamers. As awesome as the new edition of SIFRP is going to be, it's not the sort of thing that you want to drop in a newbie's lap and say, "Here, read this." With all the attention the novels and TV show are getting, we want to have an accessible entry point to Song of Ice and Fire role-playing, and that'll be the starter set. Another thing the A Game of Thrones edition lets us do is name the game system. We've dubbed it the Chronicle system, and Now Mangold is designing a logo for it. This will allow us to release material that is usable with the rules, but not specific to Westeros. As with the age downloadable content, you'll see a series of Chronicle System PDFs this year that expand the rules in different ways. You can use these options in your SIFRP game if you like, or use the rules in other settings. The year is starting off right for the world's greatest superhero RPG. The Game Master's Guide for Mutants and Masterminds 3rd Edition is in stores this week. We also just wrapped up the Threat Report series with the free Atom Family PDF and started a new PDF series last week called Power Profiles. In each Power Profile, Steve Kenson takes a look at a particular type of superpower in Mutants and Masterminds game terms and presents a plethora of ready-built powers and options you can choose from. These are a steal at 99 cents. As they make creating themed characters much easier. The next print product for Mutants and Masterminds is the Threat Report. This collects all the PDFs of that series, along with a few additional villains to challenge your superheroes. Then this summer, we'll be releasing our new setting for Mutants and Masterminds, Emerald City. We have previously announced this title as a softcover book, but we decided that wouldn't do it justice. Thus, we've upgraded it to a full box set with multiple books and a poster map. Emerald City is a great place to kick off a new campaign. It's also in the Freedomverse, so it's fully compatible with our previous Freedom City books. We're rounding out the year in Mutants and Masterminds with a mysterious October release. We'll have more to say about this later. We believe you'll find it more a treat than a trick. Last but by no means least is DC Adventures. As you know, our license with DC was for 4 books only. 2 have been published already, The Hero's Handbook and Heroes and Villains Volume 1. The remaining 2 should come out this year. A Heroes and Villains Volume 2 is in for approvals now, and we're shooting for a March release. The last book, Universe, is scheduled for this fall. With all of our licensed material, the thing to remember is that we don't control the approvals process, and this can affect our release dates. We do our best, and so do our partners, but sometimes patience is required. We'll keep you updated as the year progresses. I hope you enjoyed this overview of our 2012 plans, and that you're as excited as we are about what's coming up. We have other irons in the fire as well, so expect more announcements as the year progresses. You can always find news on the Green Ronin website, on Twitter, or Facebook, so stop on by if you have something you'd like to ask. Let's game. That's all the news I have for today. Of course, this program ran a little bit longer than it normally does, but I thought because of the blackout, I'd try to make it up to you somehow. I'll be back tomorrow, so will the Gaming Gang website, and until then, happy hump day! The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.